Farm leaders adopt policy and re-elect Upchurch as president. Welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, I'm humbled by the support I have among our members. My strength comes from our membership and the support that they give me, and I appreciate that. We've got a lot of tough challenges ahead of us, and I look forward to trying to represent our members all across the state as best I can.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch, a farmer from Cumberland County, was reelected to his fourth two-year term to lead the state's largest general farming organization. Farm and community leaders from all 95 counties just wrapped up their 88th annual meeting in Franklin. That's where voting delegates adopted their policy resolutions for the coming year.
I would hope that our convention would kind of reassure how important it is that they have a voice in this organization and how important those issues being discussed in Washington or Nashville can have an effect on their farm in their local community and the communities all across the state.
Crockett County farmer Catherine Via was also elected to serve on the Farm Bureau Board of Directors following the retirement of at-large director Linda Davis of Gibson County. Via says her family has a long-standing tradition of service to Farm Bureau, and she's humbled to continue that in her new role.
Well, it's the grassroots. Policies are developed not from the top down, but from the farmer-producer up. The process that we use, it gives a voice to the actual farmer. And the voice of the farmers is what's so important. And it's a Christian organization. It's a family. And those values we have in our own lives. And I do want to try to be a voice for the Farm Bureau women, what they need across the state, what their needs are as wives and as producers as well.
And we hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.